Doug Plagans, Red Deer Randy Moeller from Radio Row down here on the draft floor in Dallas, joined now by an old friend, George Richards from the Columbus Dispatch. Spent a long time at the Miami Herald, South Florida native. He's been around hockey for a long time. Great to see you. How are you?
Old friend or just old?
Old, that's it. That's it.
Boys, what's happening? Welcome to Dallas.
Thanks for having us.
The big D, they call it.
Yes, it is. Yep. And, give us a brief overview of the Columbus Blue Jackets, what they did in day number one and what they've done so far in day number two of the NHL draft.
Well, you know, there's so much speculation about what Columbus was going to do, you know, trade-wise and stuff. I mean, there was a lot of speculation about trades yesterday going into the first day of the draft, and nothing really happened. There's
a trade alert going on right here.
Big trade.
What do we have?
It looks like the Montreal Canadiens are trading down or up or something.
Okay.
You know, and you know, they picked at 18, and they picked a forward out of the Ontario Hockey League, and today they got a kid out of the Russian Junior League. So, you know, adding to the prospect pool, it's what you got to do. You got to build up the organization, as they say.
And George Richards joining us here, of course, keeping his finger on the pulse. The Columbus Blue Jackets and the Panthers will see the Blue Jackets in their home opener at the BB&T Center on Thursday, October 11th. So that'll be the Panthers' first home game, and it's a Columbus team that is coming off a trip to the playoffs this season. What can the Panthers expect to see out of the Blue Jackets when this season gets going?
Well, obviously, I think we see the Florida Panthers roster is pretty set. I think we know what the Florida Panthers are going to bring to the table this season. The Blue Jackets, you know, pretty much the core is intact. We'll see what happens leading into it. But that, you know, that should be fun. Opening night in Sunrise, Florida. Is that where it is? Sunrise?
You've been there.
I've been there. I've been there a few times. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. You know, October 11th, Florida Panthers and your Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, let's get it on. But, yeah, no, the Blue Jackets, great season last year for them. You know, you watch those games the last month of the year. Nobody lost. I mean, Florida, you thought somebody was going to lose some games, and Florida didn't lose, and Columbus didn't lose, and New Jersey didn't lose, and Philadelphia kept going, and just a wild end of the season. And Columbus, I believe it was, won 13 out of 15. To get one of those final spots, and they didn't clinch a spot till the second to final game of the season, and you know, had a 2-0 lead on Washington, and that was that for them. Kind of a rough ending for the Blue Jackets, but all in all, pretty successful season in Columbus.
Your thoughts on the Florida Panthers? Are active earlier this week by acquiring Mike Hoffman through a 3-team trade, getting him from the San Jose Sharks, and taking into account what the Panthers had to give up.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give up a player off their roster and that. Your thoughts, you've covered the Eastern Conference for many, many years, of Mike Hoffman fitting in possibly on the second line with Vincent Trocheck.
I think it's, like Bob Bugner said, that was a missing piece for the Panthers, getting one of those big top six wingers. You bring in a guy, Hoffman. I mean, look at what Ottawa was asking for him at the trade deadline last year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trade him. And then they give him away to San Jose, basically, because they had to. And then Florida's able to pick up on it and get him for cheap. Like you said, I mean, yes, Dale gave up some assets, but that's why you collect some of those. That's why you collect draft picks. That's why you do all this, so you can turn those into players. They got a great, great player who's going to fit very well in that top six in Florida. And really, they didn't give up anything. They didn't give up anybody off their roster. They didn't give up a young player. They gave up some draft picks. You know what? You can handle that. This is a Florida team that needs to make a push, that's going to make a push, and he's going to be a big part of that, I think.
George Richards joins us here, formerly of the Miami Herald. He played out his option and signed a lucrative free agent contract with the Columbus Dispatch that covers the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thoughts on the Florida Panthers going into their 25th anniversary season and all the things that they have planned for that season?
Oh, I think it's going to be fun. They're bringing back the teal jerseys, right? Oh, that already was that. They already did that. That was the Marlins. I'm kidding. No, 25th. Yeah, the 25th anniversary. Wow. I mean, remember those days, the old Miami Arena days, and man, what that was so much fun when the Florida Panthers came to town, and obviously they followed the Florida Marlins, and it was just such an exciting time in South Florida. When, you know, I grew up at a time where all we had was you know, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, and then we got the Miami Heat, and then boom, all of a sudden you've got all four major league teams in South Florida, and such a great time. It's going to be a lot of great memories of those Panther teams. I know the 96 team is obviously a highlight, but there have been a lot of great times in between, and it's going to be fun. It'll be a neat opening night. I'm sure you guys are going to have a whole lot of special things going on. Big plans. I like the logo that they've got for that 25th anniversary. It looks sharp on these jerseys, and it's
only
be a good time.
It's only fitting too that you that played a large part in the coverage and the history of the Florida Panthers. Jeff Rimmer, the play-by-play, television play-by-play for Columbus Blue Jackets. I think the first 9 or 10 seasons he was in South Florida covering the Florida Panthers. So actually, the timing's pretty good.
No,
to have
it's
you guys
good.
Come
yeah.
back.
I didn't even night. I didn't even know about it until I saw a tweet. It was like, yeah, October 11th, you're coming to Florida. I was like, well, all right. Sounds good to me. You don't have to send me a second invitation.
We'll be excited to have you down there. Hey, we've been talking a lot about the Atlantic Division, of course.
Right.
That's the Panthers division.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you had a lot of the teams in the Atlantic Division adding some big pieces in the first few picks of this draft. And we've talked about the teams at the top of the Atlantic. Tampa Bay figures to be back in the in the mix contending. Boston, as long as Tuukka Rask is in his prime, they're going to be tough to beat every night. You've got Toronto with their young core. The Panthers with the second half they put together last season. The other teams all adding pieces in the early stage of the draft. Looking over at the Metro Division, you figure Pittsburgh's going to be in the mix again. Washington coming off winning the Stanley Cup, of course. Just going through the Metro Division, I know we still have a long time to go before the season starts, but you know, right now, how do you see the division shaping up?
Looking on paper, how tough is that Atlantic Division? I mean, obviously, you know the answer to that. I mean, it is an exceptionally tough division. The Metro has its teams. I mean, you've got to get through Pittsburgh. You've got to get through Washington. Columbus has found that out the last couple seasons. They've lost first-round playoff series to Pittsburgh and watched Pittsburgh go on and win the Cup. Last season, Washington knocked out the Blue Jackets and went on to win the Cup. So the Eastern Conference is stacked. I mean, you look at how good the Atlantic is and the Metro is as well. New Jersey's very good. The Islanders look like they're going to turn things around. I was talking to Randy about this last night. I don't know what they're going to do on the ice this year, but at least they've got that organization going in the right direction. So Buffalo, all the chips that they've been adding over the years are going to be good eventually. That's the Atlantic. But a lot of good teams in the East. As the Florida Panthers know, not very easy to make that playoffs. I mean, with the season they had at the end and to miss it by 1 point just shows you how tough it is.
Well, and I think both teams are in the same position. I mean, like you said, nothing comes easy.
No.
And with the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you mentioned, the experience that you get of playing the world's best in the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals, they're going to benefit from that. They're going to learn from that. They know now. They know how they have to play, and that the Florida Panthers are in the same position. George, we'll let you go. I know you got lots to cover and then get back to Columbus and that today. Always great to see you, and we look forward to it. And I know our fans, they're going to be looking forward to you coming down to South Florida as well and to cover the Blue Jackets on opening night for the Florida Panthers, October 11th.
Yep, Thursday, October 11th.
Circle your calendars.
George Richards will be there.
George Richards night at the BB&T Center.
There you
See
have
you
it.
See you, boys.
George, thanks very much for stopping by. George Richards, of course, covers the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Columbus Dispatch. Spent a long time at the Miami Herald where, as you mentioned, Randy, he was a key part of covering the Panthers for a long period of time.